got all kinds of people telling me that that microphone wasn't clicked on, and I, however that happened. This is Mark Peterson with the People's Patriot Project, not Chad Turner, who was popped up on the intro. And this is We Got Your Six at Six Patriot Playtime. Tonight we've had a couple technical difficulties, and it's all good. We always say we're never going to apologize for those ever again, because it's just one of the things that we deal with. We see Tammy Schroeder's out there. Derek Iozio down in Texas is seeing us. And we're going to get this thing rolling. The first thing we always do when we start our show is we start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's where we go. If you are capable, please stand, remove your caps, and I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we're here. We're live. We're going. We've got Shannon Book in the house. And we have Andrea Eichmann, and now did you switch over to your phone? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, I did. We'll see if that works.
All good.
You can hear me then?
Oh, good. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
cool. Because we have your microphone on, unlike me not having it on earlier.
Well, and, that just added to my frustration. I'm like, now I can't hear. Can't talk, yeah. Can't hear. That's kind of it's frustrating. All good.
It's all you guys good. Hear me?
We can hear you great, bro. Yeah.
Awesome. Hi, Shannon. Howdy.
Thanks, Shannon. This was kind of a last minute kind of rodeo, get you on here, do this thing. Shannon piped up on our debrief this last Friday, and we made the conversation about how we're getting ready to recycle through the musicians that we've had on before, and because we're not getting some of the ones that we want to, not that we want you here, Shannon. So don't let that go wrong.
That sounded so horrible.
No.
I'm messing. I'm good with it.
One of our favorites. I mean, and it sucks. It sucks because you can't create this hierarchy, and we don't create this. We've got such an amazing family of musicians and boots on the ground organizations all over the country who, like, legitimately. One of my favorite pictures, or I'll just say my favorite thing to do, is brag about the relationships we have. And I get to walk around and be in these people's lives and come see their shows, come see their music, and put our paws on them. Right. This last summer, we had the chance, and actually it wasn't even summer. It was after our event. It was nice, steamy down in Texas at OP Vet Fest. And we got to go see Shannon play live down there. And there we got Eric Oleschlager as well, me and Andrea, and the awesome fire ants.
All of our wonderful fire ants.
That was not fun. I didn't know what was happening. My ankle was being attacked. I couldn't figure it out. And then thank goodness for Bobby Withrow. He's like, get out of wherever you're standing in. So
Yeah. They're horrible.
There's nothing you can do about them?
They're about as invasive as hogs.
Ugh. That's nuts. Dom Kurz came off the stage, and he was standing there just coming off the stage, and all of a sudden he's ripping his pants and his boots and everything. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? We got to do a hasty clothes change or something? You're going on to your next gig? What's going on? And he's like, I can't get the ants off me.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they're horrible here, man.
You need more of our weather, and I think that'll get rid of them. I think that's what'll happen.
You think that would be it, but that's not the case. Because, I mean, we literally are dealing with your weather right now. And
that's what I'm hearing.
They're just going to get worse. They just burrow deeper.
Oh, yeah. Probably they're multiplying down in there right now as we speak. Nasty things.
Oh, yeah. Like, spring's coming back around to tomorrow, probably. And then, you know,
tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, we just had winter, which was 3 days worth. And then we're going to have spring. Yeah, well, and then, you
good
know,
for you guys.
It'll be a long spring.
So, like I said, last minute, we just said, hey, Shannon, come on. And he's more than willing to come on. We appreciate that so much. And absolutely. I'm glad that we have the open relationship to have those kinds of conversations. And I mean, because let's be honest, some of our musicians, apparently we don't have that relationship with because they're not getting back to us. So I'll have you on here as much as you come on here, brother.
Well, I'm always glad to be on here. And you guys are part of my family and will always be a part of my family. I'm grateful for you guys. So.
I appreciate that, man. Gosh, it's awesome. And you're putting out some good stuff right now. I mean, always putting out good stuff, but this is like tug at your heartstring, send a message. I love it, man.
It's the goal, man. It's the goal is to, I don't know. The goal is always as a musician is to be heard, I think.
Sure.
But, you know, and whether you're writing about a party in a bar that you're hanging out in, or you're writing about something that's on your everyday life, you know, the musician just wants to be heard. Me personally, like, I'm just not one of those people who like to write about, I don't know, trucks and cars and dogs and cats and whatever. Like, I like to write what's on my heart. What's up, Jared? How are you, buddy?
That's one of your guys.
Oh, yeah. Jared Bonneville is a good dude. He's an Air Force cat.
Awesome. Did I see Nikki chimed in here?
Yep, Nikki did. I was wondering if she was actually on she might have actually been on the People's Patriot Project page.
Yes, yeah.
I've shared it a couple of times.
Are you transitioning onto something else again, Miss Eichmann?
No, then you don't let me in. You can't do anything on my phone, so I just need to be able to see everything.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm using my phone, and I will probably at some point disappear to grab earbuds because it gets all staticky without them, and it's a treat. It's a treat tonight. I don't know the channel. Brand new microphone. I've used it 2 weeks ago now. And tonight, my computer decided it couldn't handle the power. So we'll just figure that out in a minute.
That's a testament to the actual page project itself.
Exactly.
Your computer can't handle all the people.
That's a good, it is. We've been, again, so blessed of the people coming on and saying hi. And and Nikki, you're going to want to hear this cat, man. And we already have him on WP3 Radio, but we got this week we'll get this stuff loaded up and get you those spins there as well. Andrew, what do you got in the news?
Well, let me tell you, after all of that, I got it. Get it right here. Let me just reiterate, it is Black History Month. I know I said it last week, but here we are a week in, and I do believe a lot of people are well aware, but just in case you haven't heard the news or seen any signs or had anyone tell you, and I just want to bring up a couple of things. 1940, we had Benjamin O. Davis Sr. becomes the first Black Brigadier General in the U.S. Army. He did serve for 50 years in the Army before he retired. 1941, and I have a couple kids in my classroom that they knew a lot of this history, but they had not yet watched that movie about the Tuskegee Airmen. And I think it's pretty factual. It follows the truth pretty well. And so the Tuskegee Airmen were the first Black aviators in the U.S. Army Air Corps, later to become the U.S. Air Force. It took 15,000 sorties over the course of 2 years during World War II. They received 150 Distinguished Flying Crosses. And Shannon, do I know that they were stationed in Texas, I believe?
That's correct.
Yes. And the movie touches the heart. So
it's a great story, and it's some solid history.
I have to say I felt very very much on the side of the airmen in the situations they were in and the way they handled them. And so that's why I was hoping it was very true to life in that fact. Sometimes we need our voices to be heard. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then in 1942, U.S. military branches rapidly changed in favor of Black service members. And that was U.S. Navy accepting Black service members in all rankings and branches. The Marine Corps follows suit and begins to accept enlistment of Black Americans, and the Women's Army Corps accepted Black women as well. I did mention too, Chinese New Year. It was celebrated, and it goes through February 15th. Started the 1st, comes through the 15th, and it is the year of the tiger. And then responders by the numbers this week. I know I did a little dedication to them, but the ultimate sacrifice, 100 fighters died in line of duty, and I will be updating the numbers of suicides because that grows every year as well. The 911 after emergency, an estimated 240 million 911 calls are made in the U.S. per year. 240 million 911 calls. And then gone in less than 30 seconds, the fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds. Every 24 seconds, there's a fire call. And then EMS to the rescue, emergency medical services takes care of 22 million patients per year. So they are quite busy. In case we need more numbers, I'll get more statistics and more facts on those. But let's just keep all of them. And since you had some cold down there in Texas, believe me, I've been praying for the safety and health of these first responders up here, oh, yes. Not to mention our homeless veterans and all the homeless, actually. It's gosh, it got to the high of 27 after we started out at like minus 3 today. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's this is like the convenient time where I feel like I pull out the soapbox real quick because it's important to realize this stuff is happening every single day. It's not just because a storm comes in now all of a sudden. We have veterans and first responders rushing into the fires when people are rushing out of the fires, and that's their job, and we get that. Never in a million years did I ever know that fighting a fire would suck as bad as it does when it is below 13 outside. Oh, yeah. And absolutely. Everything is freezing. And we're trying to save life and property, and it right. sucks. It yeah. sucks.
The fire is never good, and it's really bad when it's super cold.
Absolutely.
People don't realize. Or
even
people don't realize
super hot.
Right, right. Well, super hot's really bad, but super cold doesn't help you either because you think everything's just going to be okay. But
right.
it's a mind game. But that's it, we find ourselves there when we think about firefighters and first responders in the first place because it's just a job, right? I mean, it's not just a yes. job. If it were just a job, everybody would be doing it, right? Like
exactly. You
know, so it's not just it's like saying the military is just a job. It's not just a job. It's a lifestyle change. And
well, you knew what you were signing up for, right, Shannon?
Right. Well, yes and no. there's a really amazing, good promotional package around all of that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Pat Cornwell, good to see you, brother. Law enforcement out in Wyoming. Paul Hedstrom, new fan, guy gets out there in the cold and plows, shovels everyone's walks in his area for both the veterans, elderly, and all that, and does it off his own gear, his own dime. Thanks for doing that, brother. It's tough. And again, the target is the 17, 18, and 19-year-old young men and women of our country who are going into the job force, who may join the military. And if I wasn't the smartest individual as an 18-year-old making those decisions, but the growing and learning curve that's involved with it and growing up without your families and your supportive family. Oh my gosh, Pat Cornwell, congratulations. He made chief out in Wyoming. So good job, brother. Well, I always knew you had it in you, so it isn't. Now you run the entire state of Wyoming, and that's awesome. He doesn't, but that's, we can joke about it.
I'm sure he runs his little what do they call them? Like villages, whatever.
out on, so I guess I should be careful because I just want to give him his anonymity. If he wants to put it on the screen, he can put it on the screen. But a community out in Wyoming, we'll stick it with that. And
yeah, congratulations, Pat. That's a bunch awesome, of man.
Friends and family out there. Thanks, Pat, for being here and your support. Let us know what we can do to be supporting you as well. Yeah, I can just say that's probably my biggest hot button topic is when people say, well, you knew what you were getting into, or they knew what they knew were getting into, and right. You know, you signed the shut up.
Well, just so up. And I, you know what, I'm with you, you know, it, because how many times have you heard that, you know, well, you knew what you were doing when you enlisted or you signed the contract? I can't tell you how many times I've heard that, but at the end of the day, you know, knowing what you're getting into and like people like that, whether the grand society wants to recognize it or not, that is the top tier 1% that gets paid less than everybody else.
Yep.
Like, because if I just told Joe Schmo to run into the house and grab the dog, you think Joe Schmo's going to do that? And if he is, you think he's going to be successful at it? Probably not on either account.
Pat, so, that's the exact reason right there, Pat. Yeah, but they don't understand what they saw, what they smelled, what they touched, what they heard during their career. Holding a small child on the side of the road because mom and dad had just been hit by a drunk driver, or God forbid you have to hold or holding the body of that child. That's just a whole nother level. But right. Entering a fire scene and having the remains of a charred one in the remains, all this. And again, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I welcome it, and I've grown from it, and I know what it is. And some of our brothers and sisters struggle with that stuff.
Right.
And that's why we're here. That's why
we do. You know, then on top of that stuff, then there's the, like nowadays for sure, there's the political nightmare that's attached to it, you know, and then you're like, what? Like, you know, and then you talk about the PTS about it, and people are like, well, you know, I've got PTS from a paper cut in office, and you're like, okay, well, that's legit. But ours is like, oh my God, it's grandeur and drama and whatever.
Well, it sucks because it does seem like there does tend to be a competition who had it worse.
Right.
And that's the piece I want to steer away. I mean, in the education world right now, we hear about it all the time. The students that deal with their PTS or their PTSD, and I get it. I get it. Life is tough. Sometimes you don't get the right cards dealt all the time.
Sure.
But there is help out there. There is supports out there. There exactly. are organizations. There is help. It's out there.
Right. But well, at the end of the day, like you said, you know, there's help out there. The fact of the matter is that trauma is trauma is trauma is trauma. It really doesn't matter. We all experience trauma at childbirth for the most part. You know, one of the most traumatic things we'll ever experience is going through the birth canal.
Being born.
Like, that's a fact.
Whether and it's downhill it from there. Not.
Right. Even if it's a cesarean, mom deals with the trauma of a cesarean at the end of the day. You know, there's trauma all over the world. But there are also places and people that are out there to help us learn to cope with it.
Absolutely.
And that is the important part. We don't teach coping skills at home anymore.
We don't teach coping skills anywhere. We create a safe place.
Fact.
Here's a safe place. Go sit in your safe place. Well, you know what? What are you going to do in that safe place? There's gotta be a skill set that accompanies the safe place. And so
paint a unicorn.
Pat, again, you're bringing another amazing point is you wouldn't have changed a thing. And I agree. It's the 6% of us that signed that dotted line that is willing to run into those burning buildings, is willing to hold the hand of that person taking their last breath. It's that 6% of our country that carries that load, and they wouldn't change it for anything, and they want to be part of the solution. And thank you all. I can tell you everyone on the names of the people on this, and sometimes I feel like we're preaching to the choir. But here's a little piece, and me and Andrew are very, very ecstatic and excited. This last week we were featured in the Minnesota Educator, which is a magazine excerpt that goes to about 200,000 people in the state of Minnesota, and it shares the message of the People's Patriot Project. And we're so excited that that happened. I mean, Andrew and I are both school teachers. I served in the military. I served as a firefighter. Andrew's family served in the military. And the military and first responders don't necessarily always balance out with educators because it's a right. different mindset. It's a different, two different ends of the spectrum. And it is what it is. Zero attacks, and I love being part of that conversation. I love sharing the messages, and we can find, and that's what, again, we are trying to do is combine the strong middle and get rid of the too far crazy polar opposite extremes and work together as a country.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll tell you this, man, you know, and I just want to say this to you too. And I say this to you every time I come on here. I want to say thank you because you guys are where the rubber meets the road for the kids, right? And you guys are the people who develop our future. And I want to say thank you for being where you are in the middle and not there or there, because it's so easy to go to this left side in the industry that you're in, because it's formulated that way. And it's awesome that you guys are trying to fight to keep it in the middle. And the fact that you guys do this is a testament to that. So thank you always.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. An exciting piece. We did get to create a caucus down in the National Education Association, which is the largest governing forum for educators in the country. And that caucus is called caucus.
Don't judge me.
Put your big boy pants on right now.
I laugh at what I want to laugh at.
So we created a caucus called Heroes in the Classroom that allows us to reach out to educators that have served both as first responders and military veteran. And also the kids. So one of the things that sucked, I won't bring up names or anything, but several years ago, me and Andre were in Education March. I'm not a big Education March fan. I'm not a march fan. Every time I see someone take a bridge, it infuriates me because I'm looking at it from the perspective of a first responder. That means there is no access is what that means.
Right.
And so please, people, Green-Eyed Barbie, we know Quinn. Thanks for being here, dear. Amazing. Check out the Storm Riders. Maybe we'll throw up one of their TikToks here because I love their TikToks. But we're sitting there in the march, and all of a sudden we hear the F the police. And I'm like, wait a minute here. Where did this become any part of that? And why do we have an educator who's talking in that aspect?
Right.
And that's very frustrating. And I halted my participation at that particular event at that time, and I get to do that. But we got some amazing support out here with the president of Education Minnesota, who said, let's drive this forward. Let's make this. You guys are helping, you're serving, you're protecting, and you're taking care of children at the same time. And we love it. We love it. It's That's good. Awesome. I don't know how long I'll stay in education because my heart and passion is on this whole big thing that's taking its crazy ride right now. But tell us about you. Recently, you have, and it's probably been not so recent for you, but you brought on a band.
I am currently working on a band. I have a band that I am polishing right now. The idea is to bring on Deliberately Broken, which will be the band title. And it is the band. And it will be my music along with anything we futurely write in the future. you know, so I kind of miss jumping around and making noise on a stage. It's just, you know, it's what I do. I enjoy that. But, you know, some of those, most people think I'm a country music artist, which is funny, because they see me.
I never thought that.
Well, thank you. Thank God. you know, I do come from Kentucky, and, you know, the bluegrass state is a state that I love. It's preschool for Texas. That's why they accept me here. but, you know, I grew up listening to bluegrass and old school country, you know, Hank Williams Sr., Hank Williams Jr., you know, Waylon Jennings, all those guys, you know, and then big hair metal happened and metal happened, and, you know, and then I joined the military and I'm in San Diego, and then the grunge era happens, and that's where I cut my teeth in the music world. But most people see me on a stool or on a bar stool with an acoustic guitar, and they're like, "Well, it's some really good hardcore country music." I'm like, "Oh man, you're cute."
Well, your buddy Jared gives you a few accolades out there. A hillbilly that doesn't do country.
I didn't say I didn't do. He knows better. I didn't say I didn't do country. I've even written country songs, but it's just not my thing, man.
No, I get it.
I was literally just in Nashville performing at the freaking Listening Room, and I had a great time.
I saw that.
You know, Operation Encore took us out there, and I loved working with that organization as well. You know, and I got out there in the Listening Room, played some awesome music, met some really awesome people. Scotty Hastings and I are going to probably do some writing.
Oh,
love Scotty. Got to meet. We're talking about bringing freaking Southern Rock back, just so you know. Well,
make sure you talk to Dom Kurz if you get the chance.
Yeah, absolutely. That dude's pretty good too. I got to meet Doug Johnson, and Scotty and I had a Zoom meeting with Doug Johnson. I don't know if you've ever heard of the song Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
But that he was a instrumental part of writing that song, you know, and so he's like great opportunities in Nashville, great opportunities in any music city there is, but at the end of the day, I'm just not a country guy.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm a little bit of country and a lot of grunge. That's what I am.
I love it. So we got three songs up. Was there an order you wanted to? I thought we'd just start off with Not Alone, because
that sounds good, man. That sounds good.
Do you gotta tell us about the message you have in Not Alone?
So it's funny that you ask about the message, because the message I don't think the message came from me. I think the message was to me and or about me. When the song came to me, we had just gotten off of a couple of week tour, and we had just gotten back, and we were in Houston, and it was early-ish. It's probably like 10 o'clock at night when we got back off the road. We got to the studio, we parked the van, and we all decided we were going to go out and party it up, celebrate. Yay, great tour. Got a little intoxicated. I passed out at the studio, and everybody else went home. And it was probably around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. This song starts running through my head. Like, the words are playing in my head. And I can't, I'm like, listen, stop. I'm hungover. I just want to sleep until I can get some really greasy food and blah, 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 whatever. And just leave me alone. Well, it wouldn't stop. And it kept going. So I grab my phone. It's dark. I grab my phone. I'm like, I start typing the words down. And I'm like, okay, that's not working. So I get up. And I grab a notepad and I start writing them down. And I'm like, okay, that's not enough. I got to figure out a chord progression. So I grab a guitar. Now I've got a guitar, a notepad, my phone, and a pen. And I've got the lights on in the studio. And I've got all this stuff rolling. And I'm 30 minutes later, there was a song done. And so I feel, to me personally, I feel like this song is God talking to me. And if you listen to the song, there are three distinct people you can hear talking to this one individual. And, you know, when we're done listening to it, see if you can tell me who you think they are.
That's awesome.
The end of the day, the end of the day, the song is about you not having to fight your battles alone, because there's always someone that loves you or is willing to put up whatever it takes to help.
And I appreciate you saying that. And because I had a moment listening to this song today, I literally had a moment, and I'm going to take a little bit of creative liberties here. I didn't change your song or anything like that. So
okay. On that. Thank goodness.
there's a piece that just clicked, and it's like, aha, this is it.
Yeah.
This is Shannon Book, Not Alone.
He sits on his bed with his gun in his hand. He thinks his life is over, he can't understand. A bottle of whiskey and some pills in the drawer. He doesn't want to hurt himself or hurt anymore. Why must it be this way? Just think it all over and listen to the words I say. You are not alone. There are so many people who fight with their demons each day. Together today, you're not alone. She picks up the clothes that fall loose on the floor. She finds a crumpled letter just behind the door. Begins to read it with tears in her eyes. A horrible feeling takes over inside. Says, honey, can I talk to you? There has to be something, something that we can do. he puts it away, 'cause now he understands.
That's it.
You think you can tell me the three people that you heard in the song?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was stuck because I was listening or watching all the people do the comments, and I was right. doing the broadcast stuff in there.
No, I figured.
I will tell you what I got out of it, and it sucks because it doesn't suck. My expression was that last photo that I put up of us.
Right.
And that was our moment. And I know you got your own people out there, and I know Andrea and I have our people out there. But the thing is, if you're listening and you're feeling alone, we are coming. We're here.
Right.
We are putting on events with organizations all over this country, and there is a place in every single one of you. And I want to have that picture moment with you and put my paws on you. Because you're not alone. You Foxtrot matter, and we are ecstatic to have people like Shannon in the wheelhouse here and working, serving. And I appreciate you, brother.
That's, thanks, man. Andrea, do you think you can tell me who those people are?
Okay, so, well, I heard like your best friend speaking in there.
Right.
That's somebody's best friend. It's,
right.
And then... Family
or wife?
Wife, yep. And then it's God. God is in there.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm a good student. Good job,
well done. Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Speaks to the
and
soul.
At the end of the day, like for me personally, at the end of the day, I told you, I feel like God wrote that song through me. No, I didn't write that song. That song was something that God put on my heart to put out. And, you know, we'd been on the road doing that whole, you know, awareness. Like, there's enough awareness. Like, awareness is rampant. Like, that's not the problem anymore, right? Some people use awareness as a tool nowadays. To create that problem. So
we just had this conversation. It's kind of been our theme for the last 3 weeks is
yeah.
shit or get off the pot.
Right. At the end of the day, you know, God wrote this song through me, and that is ultimately the message that I want people to receive from this song. Even if you can't find one individual in your circle, because generally we build the circles that we live in, and those circles are either going to be productive for us or they're going to be counterproductive for us. And we build them because of the things we learned in our past and our childhoods. So this is my therapy sessions kicking in. Childhood trauma, all that stuff builds our character for our future. And we continue to build and propagate those things that we grew up understanding. So if I continually build a negative circle, then that's where I'm going to live, right? But at the end of the day, if that negative circle and nobody in that circle is trying to do the positive thing for me, there's always one person that will always love you and be there for you, and that's God.
That message Powerful. Comes through clear time and time Everyone. Again. You clearly have
Never
that.
Everyone's hearing it tonight.
Yeah, and you have that open heart that listens, because nobody writes that song in 30 minutes with the chords, with the music, with, the, yeah, unless you're listening.
Yeah. You have yeah. to, you, and That's you have amazing. To listen. Sometimes, listen, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't listen. And sometimes God has to hit me with a truck, mm-hmm. and he does, you know, but when he does, I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry. My bad. I was trying to focus on this ice cream over here because it was really yummy. but, you know, God smacks me with a truck and he goes, hey, I'm going to need you to do something. And then I listen. You know, one of the hardest parts is for me to quiet my mind. People talk about praying to God and not hearing. There's no such thing as an unanswered prayer. It's just not real. Like, every prayer is answered, but it doesn't necessarily always get answered the way you want it answered. And you have to listen to the response. I have to quiet my mind and my heart when I pray and ask and talk to God in order to hear the response, because God doesn't talk in a booming voice. There's no lightning bolt. There's no burning bush. It happened, but it doesn't work that way anymore. You literally have to quiet your mind and your heart and listen. So that's what I try to do from now on.
And the toughest part is to let go of yourself, because that's it. I mean, we all have an agenda. I want to move forward with what I'm trying to do right now. I'm putting on a show right now. Here, this is what we're doing. And when you're distracted about all this other stuff, everything, then you won't have time to hear that. And you got to take yourself out of it. And we were supposed to have another guest on tonight. We don't ever throw him under the bus. It is what it is. This is, we have stumbled on opportunities like this in the past where it was just meant to be this way. And again,
God has a finger in everything, brother.
And the comments and the people that are hearing you tonight are just absolutely adoring what you had and what you put out there. I love your focus. I love your tenacity. I love the fact that you put it out there and you are who you say you are, period. Recently, we just had a guest on the show who had a lot of nothing but positive things to say about you. Miss Dr. Tanya Glenn came on and said, you know what?
She's a great woman.
That's Shannon Book. Well, she's reciprocating those same thoughts and statements. And just hearing your message here tonight is the exact reason why she likes to have you in her wheelhouse and get out there to do first responder and veteran missions. To take
did she talk to you about the documentary she just did?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, she shared that with me. I was supposed to go to the Hoo-Yah, but I had a TBI moment and totally forgot about it. Sorry, Tanya.
Public apology.
Totally. Totally public apology. I'm a moron. Don't mind me. Look over here. The paint's drying. Anyway. But when I watched it, it's hard. It's always been hard for me to receive love, because love for me was just acceptance. But when I heard the things that came out of her mouth in that documentary, I was blown away. And, you know, she asked me to do some pretty intense stuff and be a part of someone's therapy that was struggling really hard. And all I did was give her a call occasionally and let her know that she wasn't doing this by herself and that she's not the only one that's ever experienced those things.
You're not alone.
I mean, I know a guy who wrote a song. I'm just saying. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, that's all I did. And I was just being kind. And for her to say the words that she said in that documentary it melted me. I'll say that.
Change your life.
I mean, God changes my life. That was just a moment where I was completely, completely open and available to receive that love. And it was obvious that that's what that was. It was mind-boggling. I mean, I have to thank my therapist, Dr. Jamie Howard, but and her counterparts, you know, Christina Whitmore and Michelle, and like all those girls do a lot of great, good therapy for a lot of veterans, and it's all telehealth. But anyway, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to receive that. And I was so able to receive that this time, and it blew my mind.
That was awesome.
So there's that.
It's amazing.
There's that.
And I don't want to take away from your message, because literally 90% of the people that call the People's Patriot Project for help or direction just want to know that someone else is on the other side of the line.
Yep.
And just want to have a conversation. That's all they need. And we offer more, but that's the part I don't understand, is when they call and say, well, you know, I reached out to another organization. They sent me a postcard. I reached out to another organization. They didn't even return my call or my email. And that breaks my heart. That breaks my heart when it is literally this simple and easy.
Right.
Well, it just takes the investment of time.
Right. And well, you know, people don't understand the value of time nowadays. I feel, you know, on either side, what somebody's time's worth and what deserved time costs. Right. So I want to share a little something about that. There's a moment in time where my musical career probably was at a very high pinnacle. And it's this big, huge swing into the, we're about to break big and do epic things. And I should have been excited and ecstatic and happy and all these things, but I was so wrapped up in my own garbage, I couldn't enjoy that. I'm standing in front of 60,000 people at the ESPN Center doing the freaking closing ceremonies for the Invictus Games, meeting all these awesome people, all these veterans from 17 different countries, you know, participating in these games. And I got to shake hands with some awesome people who've done some awesome things. And I'm still tormented in my own head. When I got back, there was a lot of things happened. And, you know, you're right. That moment, that just being and just answering the phone. So I think there was a moment where I was in a toxic relationship in a toxic band, you know, was toxic myself. And what should have been a huge high for me was a massive low. And I was sitting in our studio after a 3-day bender, still somewhat drunk, with two pistols in my hand. I had my 45 in my left hand, and I was tapping a 9mm shield against my forehead. I put a silver dollar sized bruise on my forehead. And I talked to myself, and I was like, I called a bunch of people, and there were people there, and I felt like they were just polishing my brass or whatever. And I made that one phone call. I was like, listen, I'm out here selling freaking prevention every day, all day with my music and all this stuff. I need to do what I tell everybody else to do. I called the suicide hotline. And I couldn't tell you what that little girl's name was, but I will never forget her voice. And I will never forget how sincere, sweet, and honest she was. And that, my friends, I'm telling you, if you're struggling, that's where you call. I'm telling you. Because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that little girl. She couldn't have been more than 25.
Need to have the appropriate wait time here to settle through these and that realize how big this really is.
Yeah.
The comments coming across.
I'm not trying to bring the energy down or nothing, but like,
no,
real. That's real.
No. Yeah. And people need to hear it. And I don't think the energy is, I think it adds energy, brother. I think when you see a value in making a difference and realizing how big this middle piece we keep talking about is, and how we can really, we are going to, and we are saving lives, and we will continue to save lives. And if you're ever concerned, worried, and you need some anonymity and don't want to put your stuff out there, please, by all means, call the suicide hotline if you need that. But reach out to any of the WP3 channels And we have an insistent need to make sure we respond in less than 20 minutes. I have it down to less than five, but we will make sure that we are having the conversation with you and seeing what your next need is. We want to make sure we're lightening the load so you can focus on something else. And we will continue to help you with that. So,
and I
go ahead. Sorry. No, I was just saying thank you, Tina. I'm glad I'm still here too. And if you want to listen, just hang tight because I promise you they're going to play some more.
We got some more for sure. I wanted to thank you, Shannon, because that is the focus of our group. I know sometimes we come on here and it looks, we have amazing guests, we have amazing music. And I don't want anyone to forget that our number one concern is being here for anyone who's listening who needs that someone.
Absolutely.
And so anyone who's listened and only caught the fun, it's not always fun. It's
deep.
It is the support, just it the is. Peace, the connections, the all of that together. And then we just hope anyone that we help along the way gets to come and join us on the fun parts as well.
Well, get the chance of get our paws on you and give you the hug and go listen to Shannon Book, play some music. And
someone say it's a great hug. Those are great hugs. I'm just going to say that.
I think it's a combination of your mass and my mass creating
global awareness. For sure.
It was amazing. Seeing you on stage, because we've seen you here. I listen all the time. But being down in Texas and watching and listening, you did the Star Spangled Banner on the guitar. That...
Right. After a few technical difficulties, I finally got it done.
That's all right.
It was just a chord. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, it was just a chord.
just the chord. Yep. See,
my wireless wasn't working, so I had to rip my wireless off the board and had to plug out like, and then I just grabbed a cable and I was like, give me a cable. And I plugged it in and played it. And it was all good.
It was all good. It was very good. Awesome. We did the same thing.
The show, though.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, so we came because we were coming anyway to OP Vet Fest. First time we wanted to be there. And then Dom Coors was opening. He's kind of early. So we got there nice and early. Then you were there. And then Adam Berry. And
right.
Was he on our show just before that?
Yep.
Or right after? Or just before that? No, it was. And I love the heat. So I sat there in my chair and just soaked up all the heat that I could bring back home.
Nice.
That's what I did. Yeah. So sorry if I took a little too much. Now you're paying.
No, yeah. So I'm going to blame you for all of this right here.
I took it home. I'm sorry. that was great.
Came down. Seriously.
Paul, thanks for your comments, brother. Thank you for what you're doing out there. Deanna Willer played as well.
Right.
And she had her on our show recently, and everyone's on our WEP3 radio. So if you enjoy Shannon, check out WEP3 radio. He's in our spins and you'll get to hear him several times throughout the day. But we're not done yet. And this is awesome. We always run out of time. Out of time.
Let's not run out of time. Let's
keep
over.
It going.
Let's go.
More. There's more.
Yeah. So let's go with Dear Mom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want to say about Dear Mom?
Dear Mom, I was asked in like 2013. I had been retired for a couple years, and I was asked by Rachel Jackson to write a song for Gold Star Mothers. And I was like, what the F-bomb do you say to a Gold Star mother? You know, and it hit me one day driving down the road, and I had just cleaned out my Jeep and there was absolutely nothing in it but a Sharpie. And I wrote the first verse. It hit me at a stoplight. And I wrote the first verse on my right thigh. And it is now.
Tattooed. Now it's there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So that was about the letter in my pocket to my mom in the event that I didn't come home. And I don't necessarily like to say that it's just for Gold Star moms. It's for any mother who's ever lost a child. Because that has to be a hard place. You know? So that's what this song is. This song is more about closure than it is about sadness, sorrow, pain. But it's about, hey, guess what? I'm just going to let you know right now. We're going to be together in heaven again, and it's all cool. Just enjoy your life. I did what I was supposed to do.
Awesome. This is Shannon Book, Dear Mom.
Had a few minutes to write down what's itching inside my mind. It's been too long since we have talked about nothing at all. Wish I could call. I know you're lost. Please don't you worry. There's no need to hurry. Just stay strong. It won't be long before we're together, right here in heaven. I miss you, Mom. Dear Mom, please believe I've done everything I needed to. Dear Mom, I'll be there with you, breathing while you're sleeping.
Lots of great, amazing comments. Sorry for your loss, Quinn.
Very sorry to hear about it, Quinn.
Support our brother here, man. Get out to his Spotify. Get out to his Apple accounts. I put his webpage up. Get on, support our brother. If you want to hear, and I don't want to take away from Shannon because Shannon does his an amazing job. But if you want to hear other music like Shannon's, tune into WP3 Radio, and he gets paid for spins there too. And again, this is what makes this or us different. Everyone, it's hard for me. Like Shannon, you said you had a hard time receiving. I don't do a good job receiving either. But
we'll work on that.
We do things differently. We believe in building the relationship. There's a few new people on here that I don't know. We will get to know you. We'll build it and make it better. And let's go, man.
Yeah, add my stuff to all your playlists. I promise you.
100%.
It would be grateful. I would be extremely grateful. And at some point, I'm probably going to do some merchandise giveaways.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, the guy, he does it. Only because they've been blowing up our stuff. We're going to throw one out there normally we wait until post show to talk about something, but they're not on the show right now. So, Quinn and your crew, we would like you to actually run a TikTok weekly to support a veteran like you already do, but we will showcase it on the show every week. So let's get that taken care of. And if you're interested, and that's my, but here's our Storm Riders. This is what they do.
Yeah, I saw the light in the sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
I hate that it ended. I was getting into that, man.
Yeah. I know.
I almost grabbed my last ball and started playing.
Oh my gosh.
Storm Riders doing a great job out there. We'd love to help support and do and fix and get the message out there. We want to be the tip of the spear, and we call it shock and awe. And we are going to, you're going to see us, man. We're done not being seen. We're done not getting it done. Like Shannon said earlier, the awareness part is, it's out there. We all know this. The number 22 is spilled everywhere, even though the number is 17 to 75 everywhere. Yeah, it's not that simple, and it's here. And so we appreciate it. And what an amazing evening this has turned into. And just the robust conversation. And we never really know. We have a script we go by. We don't script it with our guests, but we say, oh, point A, point B, point C, point D. And we sit
with
here.
Me doesn't work anyway, just so you know.
Yeah. But we try to keep people in their place where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, and give them a direction. And this didn't need that tonight. And we love it.
Like a sledgehammer in a glass factory.
It's working.
It is. I'm going to bring up kind of a comical. I think it was comical. It was comical for me. Maybe it wasn't so comical for you. You were on another podcast one time, and I was watching the podcast, and I just threw paper.
I already know this.
And you zapped my ass there on the spot. I was like, you don't bring. You talk to me about this. I heard Shannon Book's voice, and I'm like, Mr. Book, I type out this long response. Patriot Pride is a salutations or a greeting. It has nothing to do with the organizations we run called the People's Patriot Pride.
And in my defense, there were some people that have a tendency to jump on and literally, you know, market their own stuff in somebody else's market.
I agree.
And I didn't, I had just given some of that to somebody else. And I was like, Mark, seriously? Like, what the F-bomb, man? Cereal. Like, I wouldn't think I would have to tell you that. Come on. But I never apologize because I get it. And it is a salutations. And I do appreciate you guys a lot.
Well,
thanks. That was,
it goes Mark back was to like, thing, because it's different. We're different, right? We're not your regular promoter.
Right.
We literally engage, have conversations.
No, you guys are literally, I mean, I literally see you guys, your footprint is all over the place. And I'm a huge fan of it. I
appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. That feels, sometimes we don't know. I mean, we're trying. Honestly, we're bringing some local people on, and it's funny because they're like, wow, I don't know if many people have heard of you in Minnesota. I'm like, I don't care. Because from Washington to Texas to Virginia, we're fine. We're fine. We're
yeah. Good. You guys are making it all the way down to Texas. Like, nobody gives a crap.
Right? Yep. We're big. Yep. Big on Texas. That's what I wanted to say. Big on Texas.
Thank you for being part of it, because it is, you are a part of it, and it's like having a body, and if you don't have all the pieces, it doesn't work right. And we're hoping for some bigger, better things. And
it's like, you know, I don't necessarily like, it's like the Church of Christ. It's like the body of Christ, right? It's not a church. It's the people in the church that is the body of Christ.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It's not about the building that you're standing in. You can have church in the middle of a freaking wheat field with a freaking bunch of people sitting on the ground.
Right.
But two or more are gathered in my presence, I shall be in there. In my name, I shall be in their presence.
You know, that's really like where this all comes from. This is building that relationship, breaking bread, having maybe an adult cocktail here and there. But those are the parts that I remember when I was in service.
Sure.
Those are the parts I remember when, you know, when the stuff was icky. You know what? I know when the next meal is, and I know that I'll be doing it and eating it with my brothers and sisters.
Right.
Even
if it's next to a Humvee tire out of a bag.
You know, I made some pretty good stuff out of those bags, and I don't know if they were supposed to be that good, but
you can only make so much out of a country captain chicken.
Well,
during OIF1, I literally had country captain chicken because I always give everybody their food first. The one bag that was always left, country captain chicken.
Oh, boy.
I will never order that in a restaurant again.
As long as you crumple up your crackers and put your hot sauce in there and put your cheese spread in there, it all comes out delicious.
And dessert is Ranger pudding. I don't know.
The People's Patriot Project is an opportunity to serve. There's many people out there that haven't had the chance to serve because for many reasons, or they want to continue their serve after they serve. We have so many opportunities. We have so many ways that we can reach out to veterans and first responders across the country to accommodate and lighten their load. That's our job, lighten their load so they can focus on the next piece, and or maybe we take that piece on as well. It's not hard. It's building relationships. I do have to knock on wood. We have not lost one individual in our network since we started. It breaks my heart to know, to think that that is going to happen one day. But I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to celebrate that piece because we're there and we get to say that.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to say something to that real quick, if you don't mind. I know I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's okay. People have a hard time with, you know, people celebrating their victories, right? There's celebrating your victory, and then there's placating to a crowd. That right there is celebrating a victory, and you should not feel bad about it at all. And anybody who has a problem with that, then it's none of your business what they think of you in the first place.
Well, and it's not the bad part. I'm worried about the end, and where someone is going to not hear our message in our network and doesn't pick up the phone or doesn't message us on Messenger. If you know somebody that's out there right now, and this is our buddy check moment, reach out to the strongest of the strong and to the ones, and I'm not a big proponent of calling people weak, but if they're your turd and your squad and they need, reach out.
Struggle buster. Simple. We'll call it your struggle buster.
Bring them to the show. Let them hear what we do. Let them know that there's organizations that are out there to help them. This is my promise. We don't do referrals. If you reach out to me and say, hey, I have a need in this area, or a buddy with a need in this area, we call the person and we call them with the resource that is available in that area, and we build that's that awesome. Relationship on the spot. So anyone that's hearing these, again, there's no – and even though we're called the People's Patriot Project, this is for everybody. We the people, the People's Patriot Project. We have – I can't tell you how many times I've sat in a room and I've been given a speech on this, and I say, if you know of someone that has served or if you have served, stand – if you, by the time we get done with it, everyone in the room is standing. It doesn't matter. There's right. someone in your life that is serving. There's someone in your life. And I also want to let you know, we do recognize those family members because they are serving.
Sure.
They are serving. They didn't sign, they're the ones that didn't sign up for the junk right. and are having to deal with it. Those little kids that heard my pager going off when I was a firefighter and would cry until I came home because they didn't know. And I get that. And that was a trauma that me and my family had to work through. But right. that stuff exists. Family members, children's, wives, husbands, moms, dads, uncles, aunts, thank you for your support for those veterans and first responders. And thank you for taking care of them. And if you got a struggling one, reach out to us. We will build a bridge and we'll make that. So
awesome, man.
We got one more.
Yeah.
And this is kind of your banner song right now. This is the one that's kind of driving the force, and it's a very exciting song for me. We'll close with it, and okay. Tell us about it. I mean, because it's got two titles in a sense.
Right.
And tell us about it.
So I Need to Breathe was a song that was, I don't know. When I came back from Fallujah in 2004, everything had slowed down, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I literally couldn't catch my breath. It was like anxiety attack after anxiety attack after anxiety attack, and I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. I was diagnosed with general adaptive syndrome. That's, you know, a cusp diagnosis, but you know, the bottom line is I had no idea what was going on. And a friend of mine, Tiffany Conley, her husband at the time was just leaving to replace me, or we had crossed each other in, you know, transit. We were in country at the same time, but I left right after he got there. And she called me and she's like, hey, let's have coffee. And so I came to have coffee with her, and I'm sitting at this coffee house in Chula Vista, California, and we're just hanging out, and I'm like, I'm watching everything. She's like, you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not. And I had my guitar with me in my Jeep, and she's like, well, let's write a song. So we started writing this song, and the melody for the song came out on the guitar, and it was just like this driving, I don't know what the heck is going on kind of tone came out. And she came up with a couple lines, and the next thing you know, 5 minutes later, I Need to Breathe was written. Well, I'd released it with the band Vetted, and I just wanted to re-release it under my name, because that song has been a great deal of my life since 2004. I'd spent the last several years having a hard time taking a breath. You know, I'm sober now. I've been sober for about almost 16 months. And I feel finally like I can take a breath, which is awesome. But I lived in that trauma for a long time. And I tried to cover it with alcohol and cocaine and marijuana and music and whatever. But this song is kind of like my anthem, and I just needed to take a breath. I need to slow down and stop and take a breath, and everything's going to be okay.
You're a blessing, brother. Thank you for everything you do. This is Shannon Book, I Need to Breathe.
I need to breathe just for one day. And I need to breathe, and I've got to get away. I can't do you any of this, 'cause it makes me miss my I need to breathe just for one day. I need to breathe, and I've got to get away. I can't deal with this, 'cause it makes me miss my to breathe. I need to breathe. I need to breathe. And I need to